And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask the fans for their opinion on Twitter, and the play of the game clearly, Mike, was Julius Peppers with the sack, the strip of Matthew Stafford, and the fumble recovery. You're watching it on the sideline. What an impressive play.
An impressive play, no doubt about it, but even more so once you watch the videotape. I mean, just his ability, A, on his move, you know, on the pass rush, he swipes him, and then obviously the sack and then the strip. So just a big-time play by Julius, and like I said, it's definitely a teachable moment when you see the technique that was used.
Mike, when you get a new player like that, especially an extremely talented player like that, do you, as a coach, does it take some time to really get to know him and how to best use him? Like, is there an evolution process and really get to know what his skill set is and that type of thing?
Well, I think with Julius Peppers, just the fact that we played so much against him, you know, here the last couple of years, we all felt that, you know, we had a pretty good understanding, you know, A, how he plays, but also, you know, what he's capable of doing. And, you know, and his opportunity to move to the outside linebacker position obviously was very attractive to him. So just to give him the full slate of things, it's been fun, but I think he's a perfect fit for us.
Andrew Corliss had four catches, plus the touchdown grab was just, I mean, Rodgers clearly zinged that thing in there. Yeah. Great catch with the defender on him.
Yeah, definitely. It was an excellent, you know, call by Aaron there, adjustment down there, and you know, just the way Andrew ran the route, and he set the right angle, and obviously with an excellent throw.
Speaking of the tight end position, Brandon Bostic has been up and active the last couple of games. Haven't seen much of him outside of special teams. What's the prospects there?
Brandon is, you know, playing special teams, just, you know, kind of coming back. You know, missed quite a bit of time there. And, you know, every position on your football team, you want to see competition. And he's definitely in competition for playing time on offense.
Our special guest today, Ha Clinton Dix, first career interception. Mike, he just seems to have a nose for being around the ball and making the play, whether it goes off the defender's hands, goes off, you know, the receiver's hands, whatever. He's in position, it seems like, most of the time.
Yeah, definitely. Ha's a very good football player. He's very instinctive. You know, you can see right away just his ability to come up and strike you when he tackles. But, you know, he's playing a lot of football for us. He's played a number of snaps, not only just special teams and defense.
Mike, with the new CBA, not so new anymore, taking away some head coaching decisions, like how many times a week to go out in pads, does that make that one time you can go out, in your case Thursdays, does that make that single practice all the more critical? Because that's your one time to really get after it.
No doubt. I think so. I mean, not every team approaches that way, but, you know, our Thursday practice is definitely our bell cow moment, and just to hit the fundamentals, you know, get the half line drill to get the, you know, as close as you can to live action in the run game and things like that. So, yeah, it's clearly our biggest focus of the week.
Next up, we'll get you set for Bear Week. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show for the final segment. It's Bears Week in Chicago, Mike, and then a short week at home against Minnesota. Is that a challenge to prepare in that tight of a window for two more division games?
I mean, definitely. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge every team has to go through. Everybody in the league is going to play on Thursday night this year. Having them both be division games is part of that challenge. So I'm glad the Thursday night game is at home. You know, I think that's definitely a positive. But, you know, you've had the whole offseason to prepare for this. We have a plan in place of how we're going into the Chicago game and how we'll come out of the Chicago victory and go into the Minnesota game.
Mike, off to a 1-2 start. Unfortunately, not the first time you've gotten off to a slow start, but you guys have done a heck of a job of fighting back into the thing. What are the keys to getting that done? Because you've lived that life before.
Well, I think the key is to stay focused on your football team and just everything that goes on, you know, within the meetings, on the field. You know, overreaction is definitely something you always kind of worry about a little bit with the younger players. So this is a long year. It's a challenging game, no doubt about it. But this is all about beating Chicago right now. And you know, our football team will do a good job of that, staying true to the preparation. We have a process. You got to trust the process, invest in the process, and really don't worry about the result, because when you do that, the result is definitely going to be favorable.
Mike, good luck in Chicago.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after that Bears game.